have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, working out, walking, running, buying fentanyl, considered suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, beating up white people, carjacking, knocking out white women while they're going to church. Whatever you're doing, blaming somebody else for your situation. You can be listening to the show live, land up at a beach, by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right. And also, to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Thursday again. Believe it or not, it's Thursday again. It's amazing. And for the new listener who might not be aware, I do get a lot of Christian Bible thumpers calling in. Oh, but first let me remind you, the new biblical question for this week. The biblical question, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why? I hear it all the time. And then if you try to encourage people, they don't want that. They love their misery. But anyway, why do you call yourself a sinner? So for the new listeners, every Thursday, we take all calls, all situations. But I get a lot of Bible people calling in during the week, and we don't have time to Bible thump with them. And so we have set aside, and we take our call, but we've set aside to deal with the Bible thumpers because it's so, they're like, their intellect is racing because they think they know God because they know the Bible, and they're constantly thinking of scriptures which the devil is giving them. So you're trying to have a conversation with them, but rather than communicating, they think of another, Satan get him another scripture to quote. So we put aside Thursday so we can deal with that a little bit more, get him a little bit more time, because Bible thumpers need love too. What the? And so today, it is Thursday. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
You know what happened?
My Jesus.
Can you see he's
breathing? My Jesus.
Hey.
This man died since Friday.
And his name is Idiot.
Elliot.
Jesus.
This name is Idiot.
Lift your hands.
My good God.
My good God. Look at Idiot. I'll be running.
For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now.
I think in Christian circles we have a very difficult time recognizing emotion. Self-control is my ability to enter into those tears, my ability to embrace that emotion.
How is that self-control? To enter into the tears. Not to enter into the tears is self-control, idiot. Idiot, rise up, idiot. It's amazing. So it's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. So I have my producer here, and Sean, the best producer on this side of heaven. And Sean is an avid golf player. Avid, he love it. And he even know how now to hit it right.
That's right.
You got to know how to swing.
Yep.
Swing low, swing charity. And so according to the masters, since 1934, amidst blooming
azaleas,
those are flowers, torn pines, and flowering dogwoods, the first full week of April ushers in a stage unique to golf and to sports. Watch this from the masters.
It seemed that this land had been lying here for years, just waiting for someone to lay a golf course upon it.
Why is this place special? Because of its beauty? Perhaps it's this course, unique and iconic. But more than anything else, Augusta National is that place because of its history. In your mind's eye, you can see the things that have happened here.
Hogan wins his first Masters.
In your golfing soul, you can almost hear them.
Yes, sir!
Amazing. See how white people like first-class life? They just want to have, they want to build a nice surrounding for themselves, enjoy their life. They don't want no people of color coming up in there fighting and accusing them of racism. They just want to have a life, and they work hard for it. But that's from the masters, and that's been going on since 1934. And according to Fox, Scheffler is among the favorite to win. On Wednesday, Scheffler was asked what defines him as a person. Watch this from the masters.
How would you say golf, where does it fit in defining you as a person right now?
Hopefully it doesn't define me too much, because ultimately when you come out to the golf tournament, you're here to compete and you're here to do your best, and you can't really get caught up in all the stuff that's going on around you. Golf's something that I do. It's a tremendously huge part of my life, but it doesn't define me as a person. It's just something that I do, and I happen to be good at it some weeks. And you know, yeah, I'm a faithful guy. I believe in a creator. I believe in Jesus. Ultimately, I think that's what defines me the most. I feel like I've been given a platform to compete and, you know, show my talent. It's not anything that I did. I think that's what defines me the most is my faith. You know, I believe in one creator, and I've been called to come out here, do my best, compete, and glorify God, and that's pretty much it.
Amazing. What do you think about that comment, Sean, from him about his faith and it's not him?
I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of the best athletes, I think of like Mariano Rivera and like pitchers and people who, you know, pray before they go on out onto the course or out onto the field.
I'm not hearing you in my headset.
Oh.
I hear you outside. I'm going to take my headset off.
Oh, okay.
So I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just certain athletes who, first of all, it's rare to hear a golfer or any athlete, you know, talk like that.
Right.
Nowadays.
Yeah. And especially being that clear and precise about who is not who he is.
Yeah, and he is so good. He's number one golfer in the world right now, and he's really his next level. Not quite Tiger.
You want to come in and help this?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Like, I don't want to disturb this.
No, come.
It's too late now.
And as far as the white people, this tournament to me feels like the last, what do they call it? The last like frontier against that culture that we're moving into. You know what I mean? Obviously, mostly white people will go to this tournament.
Yeah,
but it's so like organized and beautiful.
Yeah,
and just perfectly set up, and it's just made for good times.
I remember growing up when America looked like that, especially in the South.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely beautiful, these old homes and things, but everything was so groomed and perfectly done. I forgot America was like that. It's so junky now.
I know,
it's
right?
It's so torn down. You forget what it used to look like.
Right. The last, it's like the last vestige of a gone by time, almost.
I'm telling you, man,
that's
horrible.
So much history there. So there's four major tournaments throughout the year.
Right.
They're like the World Series, you know what I mean? There's four tournaments throughout the year that are just better than all the other ones. They're considered major tournaments. And this is the only one that takes place at the same place every year. Every year they're at Augusta.
Since 1934.
Yeah, every year they're in Georgia at Augusta at the same course, which is unique.
And have you ever gone down to a Masters tournament?
No.
You have not?
No.
I'm surprised how much you like golf.
I mean, it's very exclusive. I don't even know like how you get tickets to I don't even know if regular people can get tickets, you know? If
really?
You're, yeah, I mean.
But you white. Are you a regular person?
Yeah. I guess not. I've been to golf tournaments before, and I've driven through Augusta, but not. I haven't been to that course or that tournament.
And so Scottie
Scheffler,
is he better than Tiger Woods? Because he's the best in the world right now, right?
He's better than Tiger Woods right now.
Right.
But if you take Scottie at his prime and Tiger at his prime, Tiger's obviously going to be better. And Tiger at his prime was like 2000 to 2003.
Yeah.
So that was a while ago.
How old is Scottie? He's
young. He's like 24 or something like that.
So how do you get to be the best golf player in the world?
There is something that comes from above. There's an ability, a talent that comes from, it's an innate talent. I don't know if you're born with it. They do put in a lot of work. But when you're in those high pressure moments and you can still keep your head about you, you know?
Right.
You can't just learn that, you know.
Amazing.
You can't just learn that from somebody. And like he said, it doesn't define him. When he says all the time, when he goes home, he's still just a person. You know, winning or losing doesn't define him.
Yeah.
He's still just going to go home at the end of the day.
Most people can't live that way.
Yeah, and that he doesn't want it too much. And then he gets it.
Yeah. So you've been playing golf all your life too, right?
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Since I was eight, yeah.
And when you were a kid, did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I liked it immediately.
Why you didn't go pro?
I played in high school for 4 years. I was captain of the golf team in high school, varsity for 4 years. And after that, I didn't want to compete anymore.
Oh, you're just tired of it?
Yeah, I didn't. I fell out of love with competing. You know what I mean? There right. is a higher level to it. Golf is a very solitary sport. And it's at the end of the day, it's you against the course. And when you're playing against other people, I mean, maybe it was just because I was playing against high school kids, but the way they act and, like, the emotions involved, like, I didn't want to deal with other people.
You're like, what the?
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. I would recommend tuning in, especially on Sunday. Sunday's the last day.
So it's happening already, right now?
Yeah.
And this Sunday is the last day?
Yeah, there's 4 rounds in a row, 4 days in a row, and Sunday evening will be the last. Well, for us, it'll be afternoon, but yeah.
Amazing. And so you going to watch it?
Yep. Of course.
So you say you were a varsity?
Yeah.
For 4 years?
Yep.
So that meant you were really good at it?
Yeah, I made varsity as a freshman, so yeah.
Amazing. You could be down at that Master, man, if you stay with it.
I guess so. I was interested in other things in college.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Amazing. So I went down to the Masters 1 year.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I went down there, and a bunch of us went, at one time the Masters Club was just for guys only.
Right.
Private club, guys have fun, they go there and do whatever they do, right? And the women became jealous of it. And all of a sudden they wanted to be a part of the men's club at the Masters. And they started bitching about it and complaining and protesting.
About becoming members of the club, yeah.
About becoming members of the club. And so we went down there to protest, encouraging the club not to let women in because it was for men only. And the women tried to destroy everything that's for men only, for male only. But they end up giving into it, and now women are part of it.
Yeah.
It's no more fun. That's why I don't care that the men are playing in the women's sport, because the women have destroyed everything and forced their way into men's everything. So if the men can play, women can destroy men club, why shouldn't men do it to women too?
Right.
Well, good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right. It's unfortunate.
And when they are bitching about, the transgender men want to play in their sport, and
yeah,
you know, you want to destroy the men's sport by being a part of it. Why can't you? Why is it good for the women to just be a part of the men thing, but the men can't be a part of the women's
right.
side?
Give us our men's clubs back.
Right.
And then we'll stay out of your sports.
That's right. It's like Big Mama coming over on Sunday evening, eating up all the best chicken, and then, but if you go in and take the chicken before she gets to it, she's mad.
Right. If you say, hey, I'm eating dinner alone tonight in my room, she's going to get mad.
Yeah. Amazing. So who's going to win this year?
There are so many good storylines out there, like so many like young players and so many players playing for the first time in that tournament.
Right.
It could be anybody. It literally could be anybody. Scottie Scheffler is obviously a favorite. You know, I think he's the highest as far as betting odds, but you never know. The course is so hard. I'd put in a guess though to who would win.
Who?
I like Rory McIlroy this week
over Scotty.
Yeah,
you think he could beat Scotty?
Yeah,
that ain't gonna happen.
We'll see.
It's like this little guy going up against Mike Tyson.
Yep. When you get in the ring and two people start throwing punches, anything can happen.
So you think this guy going to be Scotty? That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You want to put some money on it?
Sure.
I can't.
But it could be anybody else, too. There's, you know, 100 people out there.
I used to think that golf was boring.
As most people do.
There's a golf course down the road, and I would drive by it, and I would see the white people out there playing golf, and they looked like they were having fun, right? And everyone I asked them about it, they said it was fun. And I had this Jewish friend who played golf oh, man, he played golf. He was like, no, it's really fun. You should give it a try. And so one day I went out and I played with some people. I didn't realize how much fun it really
is. Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's the best.
And it sure is.
It gets a bad rap. A lot of people don't like golf because it really does represent that white, you know, first-class life culture.
Yeah.
You need acres and acres and acres of land. You know, it's outside. It costs a lot, obviously. But
it was fun, though.
It's so much
You
fun.
Have to really concentrate, for the lack of a better word, because you got to hit that ball really in the right way to make it go down way over yonder and Farmington.
And the more tense you are, the worse you do. So a lot of people say that they go out there to relax, and then they get out there, and they're, like, real angry. And like, but the more relaxed, the more you let go, the better you do.
Yes.
So it's just very relaxing. And
I went a couple of times, and I played. And I used to drive by, and I would say, look at those stupid people out there hitting the ball into a hole. White people ain't got nothing else better to do
than chase a little white ball around.
Right. They could be burning down the hood somewhere. But no, they're out. Playing golf.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
I used to hear that on the golf field, you make some good contact with wealthy people.
Of course.
Businessmen.
A lot of business deals.
Right.
That's why Trump is always on the course.
I don't blame Trump.
Making deals.
I'm going out on that court right after this show. I want you to take one call before you leave.
All right.
About golf. Let me go to Drew. Let's see here. 3-3. Drew, welcome to the show. You are with Sean.
Awesome. Great conversation. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So, everything Sean is saying about golf culture is correct. But I actually worked at one of the multiple golf courses designed by the guy who designed Augusta.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And he actually has a pretty interesting story, too, where like when he was growing up, he always knew that he wanted to design golf courses. And so he went to school to take a couple classes. And as soon as he took those classes, he just dropped out.
Yeah.
And he went from dropping out to connecting with some of his friends. And, you know, one thing led to another. And he ended up designing, you know, some of the greatest golf courses in the world. But I wanted to say,
do you ever play?
Yeah, I do play.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, I do play. One of the things I recognized...
Go ahead.
I said, one of the things I recognized was at the golf course that I was at, the maintenance wasn't where it needed to be. And so when I was working there, I pointed it out to some of the clubhouse managers. And, you know, they didn't seem to mind it. But then when I brought it up with the members, they were like, yeah, we need to change. So they did all the necessary things in order to change the situation. I think that's like a commentary on America, where like the government doesn't necessarily want to do what needs to happen, but the people who actually have the resources, the money, the ability to organize and make things happen, you know, if they see something that needs to change, they'll fix it really quickly. So
that is so true. I mean, just look at our infrastructure, look at our roads and bridges. Like, those are the things that people want to see improve, but the government couldn't care less. They don't mind if you hit potholes on your way to work and have to fix your car every couple months. They don't care.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They are focused, quote unquote, on bigger things, but that's not what we're worried about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the members also felt the same way. So once I pointed that out to them, I said, hey, guys, you know, this is one of the premier golf courses in the world. It's not a good look. You guys are all high net worth individuals. Let's make something happen. They were able to do it. But nice. Sean, I wanted to ask, so you're a golfer. What's your favorite club to hit?
Oh, 56 degree. Nice sand wedge.
Okay.
It's so versatile. Yeah, you can do so many different things. I mean, you could hit literally a dozen different types of shots with that one club. And I probably practice with that more when I was a kid than any other club. But I just like a nice versatile sand wedge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How about you?
Seven for sure.
Oh, yeah, nice. Nice mid iron. Nice mid iron.
Oh, amazing. Yep. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate that.
All right. Yes, sir.
Amazing.
All right, let's get to some of the stories.
All right, so last question. So will your father see you on the show in your hoodie? What does he say?
Oh. He doesn't. He doesn't say anything. He says, "Why aren't you playing golf?"
He disowned you.
Yeah, he said you got to get onto a golf course out there
instead of wearing a. Yeah. Oh, it's not. Is it a beanie or a hoodie?
How's my hair?
A mess.
Is it a mess?
No, I'm playing. One thing about white people, they can just run their finger through the hair and it's straight, right? But with a Merafro, you got to comb it, put some grease in it, stay soft fro in it.
That bedhead.
But you guys, you have that good hair, so you can just work it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, Sean. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Let me go to James out of Tennessee. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, James.
How you doing? I've been listening to you here. I hear you talking about sin.
Speak up a little bit. Oh, that's the biblical question. Why do you call yourself a sinner?
Well, if we go to John 8, and where he talks about if we say that we have no sin, then we have deceived ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, then he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, I mean, that's what we out here doing, just living the life and, you know, trying to not stay shackled down to the same old craziness, you know.
And so why do you call yourself a sinner?
Because I acknowledge that I sin.
And John, it says that if you say that you have never sinned, you're lying. It doesn't say if you say that you are a sinner now. And all who are born through the woman will sin, right, are sinner. Have you been born of the Father yet?
Yes, absolutely.
And so even though you're born of the Father, you're still sinning?
I mean, I'm very conscious on what I do, and I don't, you know.
Speak up for me, James. Come back to the phone.
It's just regular stuff in life. I don't do a lot of little craziness, but, you know.
And so even though you have returned to the Father, and if you have returned to the Father, all your sins have been wiped away. Are you saying that you still sin?
Yes, sir. We all going to sin and fall short of the glory of God.
So are you saying you still sin?
Yes, sir. You don't?
I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday, James. Thank you so much, man. I want to respond so bad now to the biblical, but I got to wait. Tune into church on Sunday. 888-77-53773. Let me go to is it Nico? A first time caller out of Ohio. Nico in Ohio. Nico, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
So I've been posting comments online for several years now, and I've been trying to promote a philosophy that I've caught a lot of flack for. You know, when I keep hearing lives mattering, you know, black lives, white lives, blue lives, the first thing that comes to my mind is that the only lives that truly matter are those who respect the lives of others. Color doesn't matter. The color of our skin absolutely
Hold on, Nico. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Bible Thump of Thursday. What a mess. There's one line open at 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11. James Hake, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And then at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV from 11 to noon Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. He is a genius. American Anchor Baby. And you don't want to miss the American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. American Anchor Baby. All right. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Make a donation. We got a lot of work to do, folks. And we help you, so you help us help others. I shouldn't have to ask, but I know I got to remind you. All right? Let me go back to Nico, first-time call out of Ohio. And Nico said, color should not matter at all. I had to put him on hold there for a minute. Nico, why do you say color should not matter at all?
Well, when we use color, and I may be wrong here, but it's in my opinion that when we label each other with color, it allows us to divide ourselves by those colors.
And so what should matter?
Well, respect.
And what is respect?
Well, respect is acknowledging the individual for who they are and not grouping them together with other individuals and then judging the group as one.
And
that's not very respectful.
And who are they?
Well, us, everyone.
when you say acknowledge the group for who they are, explain that.
Well, so when you're in a group of people and tensions start to get heated, you'll notice that eventually one person starts bringing up race and the fact that, you know, that one person's skin color is one way and somebody else's skin color is another, and that's the reason for the division there. Well, that may or may not be the case, but the identifying that and pointing that out and creating negative, creating all the negativity around that is what instigates that problem to be worse. You know, we're not going to solve our problems by pointing out what color everyone is. You know, that,
you want people to respect you?
Well, it'd be nice if people would respect me for the right reasons, not because of the color of my skin.
Do you want people to respect you?
Well, sure.
And
sure,
why?
I think we all want respect.
And why do you want people to respect you?
Well, because that's a really good question. We all want respect. Why do we want respect?
Because no, why do we want respect? Why do you want people to respect you?
Well, because I believe I'm a respectable individual.
And what's respectable about you?
Well, I'm not trying to judge people by the color of their skin. I'm not judging people by their age or any other mundane attribute that doesn't say anything about common sense or knowledge or intelligence.
But if you believe that you are a respectable person, why do you need someone else to acknowledge that by respecting you?
Oh, I don't need someone to acknowledge it.
But why do you want
it? If I'm in a world full of people,
why do you want it?
Why I don't? I don't want it.
You said you wanted people to. You said you wanted people to respect you.
Well, I think me as an individual, I want respect from other people.
Why?
Because I want to live my life.
And you can't live it if people don't respect you?
Well, I guess that begs the question, what do you think respect really is? I mean, if people don't respect me, then why should it matter if they burn my house down?
So you won't be able to live your life if people don't respect you?
I'm sorry?
You won't be able to live your life if people don't respect you?
Oh, no, I can absolutely live my life if people don't respect me. The question is, are you going to respect my life?
But why
are
you
going to respect my life in a way that allows me to live?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if you watch a lot of these videos, you know, of people beating each other up, it doesn't seem as if one person's respecting another person's right to live.
And so who are you?
I'm just a human.
That's all you are, a human? What is a human?
That's a good question. I'm a collection of cells with a soul.
What?
A collection of cells with a soul.
And what is your soul?
It's God.
Your soul is God?
It's from God.
Oh, from God.
Born from God, just like we're all born from God.
Where did you? And so you are a human collection of cells with a soul, and you want somebody to respect that?
I don't want someone to respect it. I just want to live my life.
Right.
It's about life. It's about living life. It's about respecting life, not respect. Not respecting someone emotionally. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about life. We're talking about respecting people's life.
When did you get the idea that you wanted someone to respect you? Where did it come from?
Well, when I was growing up, I was told by my family members and my mentors that if you want to be respected by people, then you have to act respectable.
So you realize now they lied to you?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out. Did they lie to me?
Yeah, because if you notice, you've been trying to live respectable and nobody respect you.
you're saying nobody respects me?
Yeah, look at the family. Look at your so-called friends. Look how your wife treats you. Look how your children act. Is there any proof that anyone respect you?
Sure. There's a lot of proof that people respect me.
Like who? Well, don't say their name. Oh, how do you know they respect you?
Well, because they say so.
Do you respect others?
Absolutely.
So you believe them because they said it?
Well, I believe them because their actions speak louder than the words that they actually say.
And what do they do to show you that they respect you?
Well, they help me when I need help. They don't sucker punch me when I'm walking down the street. They don't push me in front of a train when I'm standing there waiting for the train to come.
Do you love those people who would push you in front of a train?
Not because they pushed me in front of a train.
I asked, do you love those people who would push you in front of a train?
I do, but not because they pushed me in front of a train.
No, do you love them?
I have a level of love for everybody.
Do you love those people who would
I can't respect their actions.
Do you love those people that would push you in front of a train?
You know, there's several levels of love that, you know, if someone's pushing me in front of a train, there's a reason why they're doing it. And I can confidently say that they probably have absolutely no idea why they're doing it in the first place. Unless, of course, I did something to instigate the issue, which...
Do you love those people who will push you in front of a train?
I do. I do, Jesse.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Do you
I
respect
to,
them?
Because, well, I don't. I respect them as an individual. I just don't respect their actions.
Do you respect them?
Yes, I do.
Are you a Christian?
I'm an Orthodox Christian.
Are you a Christian?
I'm an Orthodox Christian.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm a member of the Orthodox faith, which is...
What's an Orthodox?
Different than
What's an Orthodox?
All the other levels of Christianity out there.
What's an Orthodox?
You know, Jesse, I am not a expert on religion, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't go to church.
But what is an Orthodox?
What is the Orthodox?
What is it?
Well, I'm not sure that I can accurately answer that question because I don't go to church.
So why are you saying you're Orthodox? You don't even know what it is.
Well, I was born into it.
But why are you saying that that's what you are? You don't know what it is.
Because I was born into it.
But how old are you now?
49.
So you were born into something called Orthodox religion, and the whole 49 years, you didn't question what is it?
Yeah, I did question what it was, and when I started not getting the answers that I wanted, I stopped attending the church.
And so why do you keep calling yourself that then?
I'm sorry?
Why do you keep calling yourself an Orthodox and they would not explain to you what it was?
Well, because I was born into it.
But that doesn't mean you got to stay into it.
Well, no, that's very true. The understanding that we as humans have about certain things has to evolve. I can't possibly be all-knowing from the get-go.
Are you you're 40-something years old. When are you going to be all-knowing? Let me ask, are you...
I don't know. Probably never.
Are you Armenian?
I'm a what?
Are you an Armenian? Are you white or Greek?
Oh, I'm Greek.
Oh, so that's
I'm
why.
Sorry, I didn't hear the first word you said. What did you ask?
Armenian. You know those people from Armenia. Am I saying it right?
I know what you're trying to say.
Armenian.
Armenian. Right. No.
You
a
Greek?
I'm Greek. Yes, I'm from the island. I'm from an island.
Okay. Amazing. I got to run, but thank you, man. I appreciate your call. Call me again, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Jeremy. Jeremy out of Missouri. Jeremy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Excuse me if my voice is a little cracky.
Okay.
A little sick at the time. Yeah, my question was in regards to forgiveness. I took your advice, actually, on forgiving my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I forgave my father. I forgave other family members. And, brother, it was like a load off my shoulders.
Yeah.
It was great. It was very healing. And, I said it, you know, audibly to them. I didn't do it over a text message or email or something. I spoke to them directly.
That's the right way to do it. You have to face them, especially the mother, but not just the mother, mm-hmm. the father, too. You have to face them so you can get your courage back. What did your mother say when you went to her?
She told me that she was, she blamed me for always being mean to her.
Did you tell her I was mean because I was just like you? You would give it back to her what she had given, you?
I didn't tell her that, but that's what I was thinking. Yeah. And now I'm in a whole new dilemma.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use any curse words or anything, you know, no bad language because of radio. But I need to use a little bit of strong language to describe something. Is that okay?
As long as not.
I'll keep it as clean as possible.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll try and. I know you can read between the lines, so I'll do it in that way.
Okay.
So recently, she. 2 weeks after I forgave her, she came out to Missouri to visit us along with my dad. And she started, my daughter is...
When you say she, you're referring to your mother, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she,
go ahead. Yeah.
And so my daughter is 5 years old, and she is, let's just say, experimenting with her body.
Uh-huh.
And so my mother teaches her how to do it better. And it's 2 weeks after I, you know, forgave her, and I'm like, what is going on? I don't know. It brought me into it. I mean, you know, my wife's furious. The question is like, I was like, I don't even know how to forgive. I don't even know what forgiveness even means anymore. Like, I'm losing my concept of how to truly forgive someone. So that's what I was called. That was my question. I don't understand it.
And how did you find out that your mother was doing that to your daughter?
She told me.
Your daughter told you or your mother told you?
No, my mother told me.
Really? And what did you say when she told you?
Oh, I played along with it like it was nothing just so that I could not make a scene. After that, I know there's a female quality or whatever, but I went and wept, because I know that there's certain doors once they're open that they can't be closed.
And so your mother showed your daughter how to play with her body?
Yes.
Wow. So why didn't you tell your mother at the time that she's forbidden from your house and your kids forever, never come back again? Why didn't you just tell her that?
I was honestly just shocked. I've never encountered anything like this before.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do.
But
I
now
was,
that you
I
had...
Caught, to, I was caught off balance.
And now that you had time to calm down and think through this stuff, why haven't you contacted her and told her never to come back to your house again, stay away from your family?
So I have contacted her again. I didn't tell her those exact words to never be in contact with my family.
What'd you tell her?
I actually went to my dad. So I didn't go directly to her at first. I went to my dad and told him what had happened, and he tried to like de-escalate it and make it sound not as bad. And I was furious with him, and I told him he sounded like Satan and that I'm being lied to.
Yeah.
And I don't believe your words. I'm not accepting this as truth. And I guess the only reason I haven't told her to leave and not come back is because, again, this is like 2 days ago.
When you went to her after you spoke to your father, you went to your mother, what did you say to your mother?
I have not physically gone to her.
Why not?
I called her.
Why not?
I can't bear to look at her.
But you're making a horrible mistake. So your question for me is what?
Well, I just don't understand how to forgive this. Like, I don't understand what forgiveness is.
Okay.
Like, have I forgiven her? How do I forgive this?
Once you truly forgive, there's no going back to unforgiveness, right? And now that this situation has come, you stay calm. And you realize that what your mother has done is not her, but it's this evil in her that's driving her. She can't help herself. Just because the same spirit you're feeling right now of anger, that came from your mother. But the beauty
right.
is now that you have forgiven your mother, you're going to realize, if you haven't already realized, that the angry spirit is not you and it was never you. And now you just want to observe that anger spirit in you, because it's evil. Your heart's been separated from it, and it's not you. And so just mm-hmm. watch the anger, and not call it you, so that false identity, which is evil spirits, which are evil spirits, can be taken away. But you need to contact your mother, and if what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt you, just you understand it's not her, it's the evil in her that's making her do those things. And you just tell her, hey, you can never come around my family again. Don't ever contact us. See, because it's your job. You're the head of your wife. You're the head of your child. It's your job to protect your children from evil. So just call up and say, never come over here. Don't argue with her or anything. Just say, never come around my family again.
Okay. I can hold.
All right, hold on. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Haik is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Baba Thumper! I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, April 11th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for Hour 2. JLP will be right back to your calls. Guys, the lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. Based Tennessee for the Second Amendment. CNN, Commie, Nonsense Network reports the Tennessee State Senate has passed a controversial, their word, meaning halfway reasonable, in the right direction, bill that would allow teachers to carry concealed handguns at kindergarten through 12th grade schools. You mean they couldn't before? This measure puts the nationwide debate over arming educators, so-called educators, back in the spotlight as mass shootings continue not only in American schools, but at parades, festivals, places of so-called worship, and more. Nice. Sounds like part of physical help with the solution, right? Biden's inflation is being curiously stubborn, say the far-left female-run outlet The Skim. Yesterday, the Labor Department reported that consumer prices rose 3.5% in March compared to a year ago, slightly higher from 3.2% in February. The two main culprits for the larger-than-expected jump, surging gasoline and housing prices. The inflation reading sent stocks tumbling, with the Dow closing 422 points lower yesterday, whatever that means. It's the third month in a row that consumer prices have been higher than expected, raising concerns that progress in the so-called fight against inflation could be stalling. The Federal Reserve might have to keep interest rates at a 23-year high for even longer. Experts say that the Fed will likely hold off on making an interest rate cut this summer, with others saying there might not be a cut at all this year. That could impact your wallet, since higher interest means higher borrowing costs on things like credit cards and car loans, so pay your debts. Experts say that although progress has stalled, it doesn't appear that there's a renewed surge in inflation. It might just take longer to get it back on track. It would be nice to have our greatest president back, right? The country's far from the 9.1% inflation rate from 2022 under evil Joe Biden. Our greatest president, Trump, on abortion. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, shares this quote. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. That is what our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said, saying this week that abortion legislation should be left to the states. On Wednesday, Trump went further in confirming he would not sign a national abortion ban if elected to the currently black on the inside White House. He would make it white on the inside again, reversing a promise that he made as a candidate back in 2016, when it wasn't so clear that people love killing the babies. And he stood by that during his first term in office, by the way. What a mess. Speaking of mess, crying Hispanics. The far left, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, says 40% of Hispanic and Latina professionals in corporate America claim they feel it is necessary to change aspects of themselves in order to succeed at work, according to a new study. Probably need to, not be lazy and trifling and all Mexican. Among the more than 2,300 Hispanic professionals surveyed, many said they feel stereotyped, overlooked, and underappreciated at their jobs, and sometimes even encouraged to assimilate to office norms. That's life, Hispanics. Get over yourselves. And cicadas, there's billions of cicadas set to surface in a matter of weeks at two different broods, one that appears every 13 years and another every 17 years. They're going to emerge simultaneously at the same time. The rare emergence of this many insects, some are referring to it as a cicada apocalypse, hasn't been seen in the United States since Thomas Jefferson was president, and won't happen again until 2245. So get pumped for the cicada apocalypse. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Mm-hmm.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Amazing. Why do you call yourself a sinner? You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy and not able to watch it live. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have them read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
You know what happened?
My Jesus.
Can you see he's breathing?
Hey!
This man died since Friday.
The dead man's name is Idiot.
Elliot. Elliot.
Idiot.
Lift your hands.
Malabuth.
Lift your hands.
He dead and mouth still open. He wasn't closing mouth.
Rise up! Come on!
Now you see why Africa is an asshole country.
Angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda, Asa, Asa,
Rasa,
I think in Christian circles, we have a very difficult time recognizing emotion. Self-control is my ability to enter into those tears. My ability to...
That lady love hearing this man be weak.
Embrace that emotion.
Hey, Baba Thumper! Beta! Let me go quickly back to Jeremy, a first-time caller out of... Missouri. And Jeremy has to deal with his mother. Just a little information. He said that his mother, his five-year-old daughter, you know how kids experiment with themselves, and the mother helped her with it, too. So now he want to know, how do you deal with that? Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I recommend you contact your mother and tell her, do what you want now, right? But just say you never come around my kids anymore, around my family, period. Stay away. Don't argue with her about it or anything. And don't be angry about it. If that spirit of anger comes up, and it will, just watch it. But don't call it you. Stay aware of it. But still, just tell your mother, don't come around, because there is never, ever, no matter what situation happens in your life, there is never, ever, ever a reason to be angry. You can speak up, but don't be angry, and you'll be fine.
So so if I could follow up, and it was basically a question I'd heard based on what you just said about what does it mean to be a sinner. And I think it's actually somewhat related to what we were talking about.
Okay.
And it's now it's in 1 John, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. So is this an absolute in that we're claiming this is a sin that leads to death?
The sin that leads to death is the anger of your heart. And
well, there's other sins that lead to death too.
Like what?
Homosexuality, being a drunkard, being a thief. The Bible goes into detail on this.
But the Bible doesn't call any of those things a sin. The sin is the Bible says the sin is of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. The sin is of the heart. All those things are vices that you get into because you're now, when you're angry, you've turned away from the Father and you have turned toward the darkness. And so you pick up all these things because that's the nature of the darkness, and you call those things you when they're not you.
So you think anger is the only sin that leads to death?
100%. Because when you're angry, you're separated from God, and you have no life. You're already dead. You die. Your eyes are open. You're moving about, but you're dead because you're living in darkness due to the anger of the heart, and Satan is your father.
So then why would it even bother calling them sins? Why wouldn't it just say anger?
Why would it bother calling what sin? Those things you named?
It's to those who commit sins. If all sins come from anger, why would it just call it anger?
Because it's the nature. I don't understand the question quite. But when you have anger,
no. Listen. Okay. So if the greatest sin is just anger, if that's the only one,
right?
Why would it call it sins? Why wouldn't it just use the word anger?
I don't understand the question. I want to respond to that. But nothing is called sin but the heart. There's nowhere in the Bible where anything else is called sin.
Then anger? There's nowhere else in the Bible that calls any other thing a sin other than anger?
Right. Because anger is hatred. And anyone that has hatred, they play God. They judge themselves and others. They think they know what they want in life. They think they have ideas. They think that they know God. They think they are God, but they have been turned away from God to become their own God because their nature is that of the devil, right? But the heart is the only place. That's why in the Bible it says that any man that has anger is a murderer. Any man that has anger or woman cannot be trusted. They are murderers. They're already dead, and they go around trying to kill others spiritually because they're of their father, the devil.
I agree that anger is definitely a sin, but I don't know. I can't see. I mean, it calls all sorts of things sins. Covetousness.
It doesn't call those. They didn't call that a sin. Those are the things that human beings do, when all of us do when we are of darkness. But it's not called a sin. Not in the Bible. I know that preachers and other people call those things sins. That's because they are blind and cannot see. But the Bible does not call those things a sin. And then God does not, and those people who have committed those things, all people do until they wake up. But they're not even judged by God for doing those things, because God knows it's not them, that they're of their father, the devil, living in their imagination and emotions, and it's the imaginations, the spirits in the imagination that make them do those things. It's not even them. So God doesn't hold anything against them because he knows it's not them. The only thing that keeps you out of the kingdom is when you're unwilling to forgive, because you're playing God, and if you play God, you will never know God. All people who have anger judges, like you're doing with your mother right now, that thing she did with your daughter, you're judging her, and because you're judging her, you can't even go or call her up and say, hey, stay away. Because you're not seeing clearly that it's not your mother that's doing that. It's that same spirit that's in you that came from your mother that's making her do what she did.
Mm. I'll have to meditate on this.
Does that make sense a little bit?
A little, yeah, somewhat. Some of these thoughts are a little new, and I need time to pray and consider them.
When you pray, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I literally walk and try to speak with God and meditate on Scripture, but I try to talk with Him.
With verbal words?
Verbal?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're wasting your time.
Why?
Because you're speaking to the devil and not God. You don't know what to talk to God about. That's why God said, be still and know Him. God already know. He know you. He know now that you are trying to overcome the anger, that you really want to let that go. And He know you. So when you just be still, He's going to take care of you. But as long as you carry on like that and meditate on the Word, He can't help you.
Well, it's funny because I prayed about it, and what He told me to do was to be still.
Right. Well, be still then.
Well, how'd that work?
How did He tell you to be still? What do you mean?
He just told, in my mind, He said, be still.
What did that mean to you?
I mean, don't do anything right now. Just wait. He's going to take care of stuff.
No, that wasn't from God.
That wasn't from God?
No. Because I promise you this too, that wasn't from God. Because now that you have, if you have truly gone and forgiven your mother, and you're starting to overcome, stop identifying with thoughts and feelings, I promise you, God would give you the insight to deal with things as they are happening. And so you would have been able to right then and there when your mother told you about that, or however you found out, you would just say, "Really, stay away from us."
So where did it come from? It came. There was a little demon or a devil or
Satan playing. Okay. Satan is in your thought, and he pretend to be God. Here's what I want you to give a good try to Jeremy, because I don't want to convince you of this. I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to continue to talk to God, let you talk to God, and then listen to what He tells you in your head, which is not God. But I want you to do the silent prayer. Have you heard about that?
The silent prayer?
Yeah, my silent.
Yeah.
Have you given it a try yet?
Yeah.
You have? What do you think about it so far?
It hasn't worked for me very much.
Meaning what?
I just didn't, nothing came from it.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
Well, why do you say nothing has come from it?
I didn't feel anything come from it. I didn't. There's nothing happened.
What were you expecting to feel?
I wasn't really expecting to feel anything, but I was hoping something.
Why were you hoping something?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Here's what I want you to, again, you give me so much, man, but listen, you want to live a life without hope. You want to live a life without expectation. You want to live a life, a free person, without ups and downs and rights and wrongs and what you've been taught. You got to let all that go so you can truly know and be led by God right here on earth.
I will consider these things.
So here's what I recommend. Do stay with you a little, walking up and down the road, talking to God, right? Stay with that. But then I want you to be still and watch those thoughts. And just watch them. And when the pain comes from them, because you're going to get caught up for a while, and you're going to feel good or bad, which are both imposters, I want you to just watch it and do nothing about it. Just be the observer and let God handle the darkness. And it's gonna make you free.
Okay. I will put this into practice.
Yeah, do it. And the thought's going to overwhelm you at times. It's going to feel like there's just so many of them. But you've been always living. There have always been many of them, but you've been living in them. Now God is going to, that you have gone and forgiven your mother and your father, God's going to bring you out of your imagination that you escaped into when your mother traumatized you. He's going to bring you out. So you can stop identifying with the nature of the devil. He'll make you free. But for now, do the silent prayer And I recommend that you contact your mother and just tell her to stay away.
Okay.
Don't argue with her. No. If you try to have a long conversation, no long conversation about it, just say, no, I can't let you do this to my family. Stay away.
Okay. All right.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
She does?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do the silent prayer. Take one step at a time. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give it a go.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I'll call you back and let you know how it all went.
Yeah, and so this anger that is you're feeling for what your mother did, don't identify with that. Don't call that you.
Right, right.
It's not you.
Yeah, you could admit to yourself that you have become angry, but don't say that you yourself are angry.
No, right.
It is from the enemy.
It is. Don't even admit that you're angry. Just see it. The light of God is allowing you to see it. Have no conversation with the devil, because if you admit it, you're conversating with the devil. You don't want to conversate with the devil in your mind, and you don't want to conversate with the devil inside of other people's mind.
Right, because as you do so, you speak things into existence.
Yes, sir.
Because we are made in the image of God, and He spoke things into existence. So if we do that, we can create our own hells.
You're justified by your words, and you're condemned by your own words.
And what you bind here on earth, you bind in heaven. So be careful.
So calm down. Deal with your mother. Don't put it off. Give her a call. Deal with her. So this can be behind you. You'll be done with that. And then just live in the moment. Stay out of your head about the past or the future. And because there's only now. The past and the future is an illusion. And that's where Satan wants you to live, so that you don't be in eternal life right here, right now with God at all times.
Yeah.
Eternal life is always right now. It's never past or future. You always practice staying present. Where your body is where your mind should be.
Amen. I agree.
I wish you well, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jesse, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Luis donated on Cash App. No message. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
Heart da Man bought a coffee. If a black parents, especially a black mom, knew that her kids or their kids are gangbangers or drug dealers and they killed someone, what would be those parents charged for? Triple question mark.
Nothing. Because, you know, even though you screw them up in the home, you're still not at fault for what they do outside the home.
Indeed.
Yeah.
For such a time as this, bought a coffee, not a pithy coffee, though, so I'll do my best. Bible Thumpin' Thursday. It's amazing, Jesse. When every time the topic of sin is brought up, I never hear anyone quote 1 John 3:6-9. Verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Yeah.
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. No more hooping and hollering. Christ is king.
I forgot that scripture.
Yeah.
I used to ask people about that scripture who said they're of God and they still sin. Amazing. Yep. Thank you. My mic went out again.
Terrible.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Luis, but maybe another Cash App donation. Chalice donated on Cash App.
Saying
thanks.
Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees. I'm waiting on God, waiting on God, waiting on God. I'm waiting on God, waiting on God. And he's waiting on me. I wonder if Hassan has been smoking pot. Laughing face with tears coming out emoji.
He's waiting on me.
No more thoughts about a coffee.
What the?
Jesse, is there a way to pray about a specific situation? I can't see, so I just sit on decisions in life. I'm afraid I'm being tricked by the not me, whether I do or I don't.
When you don't know what to do, do nothing until you see clearly what to do. Don't worry about it. Now, I don't know what the situation is. You made me, do I need to?
Oh, Lord. Tech, test, test.
Do I, let me hear you.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No more thoughts about that coffee, asking about praying for a specific situation.
I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about something practical and you need to make a decision, make a decision, I guess. But if it's something spiritual, then if you don't know what to do, do nothing. But I don't know. I'm going to leave it at I don't know because I don't know what you're asking for. Thank you.
Lin Yan Shin says sin means error, and DNA replicates through error. So we are all born in sin of DNA's failure to be perfect, a.k.a. unchanged. It really is that simple.
Explain to me what he's saying.
DNA is the stuff that our bodies are designed by, something like that. Mm-hmm. But parents pass their DNA to the children, but there's some failures in the DNA.
But the DNA is not the sin. It's the spirit that's the sin, the nature of evil.
Nice.
It's spiritual. It's not DNA.
All right.
Thank you, though.
I try my best, Lin Yan Chen.
I appreciate that, Lin Yan Chen. Thank you.
DJT2020 gave a rumble rant. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Amazing. Thank you.
He gave another rumble rant, DJT2020. John 14:1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me.
Amazing. Bible Thump of Thursday. Thank you.
Quoting Jesus.
That's right.
Urinal Chill says, what a mess. Elliot. Elliot.
Idiot. Rise up, idiot. An idiot laying up there. Supposed to be dead. And mouth still open. Don't you supposed to close your eyes and shut your mouth when you die? I bet he's full of flies.
Ugh.
Especially over there in Africa.
If he really was dead.
No wonder Africa's a mess.
I know. They leave their dead's mouths open.
Oh, they do?
No. Maybe.
Oh, according to the movie.
Right.
That thing. Okay, thank you.
Urinal Chills is a paying subscriber. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Donnie Girl's idea, Rumble Rant. Both my girls came for dinner last night, and I apologized for imposing my will on them. It went so well, and we enjoyed the rest of the night playing games and joking around. Thank you for helping.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Josh from Georgia's coffee. Biblical question response.
Why do you call yourself a sinner?
I only call myself a sinner as a way to communicate, similar to Jesse calling himself black without identifying as a black guy. All my life I was taught that if I call myself something, it means I identify as that. Not true. Pardon me.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you and the experts are aware of the Great White Hope visiting Chick-fil-A in Atlanta with the blacks. What's your honest opinion? Thanks, Mike Young.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, yeah, I'm aware of it. It's all over the news. I don't know if the liberal news are playing it or not, but I saw it on Fox last night.
And, yeah.
I'm very much aware of it. The Democrats are crying in their milk this morning. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
And I say put the blacks to work at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A employees are almost as good as In-N-Out employees.
Yep.
Charlotte's bought a coffee.
Down in Georgia, a lot of black people work in the South.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I was down there, which wasn't long ago.
And they have a good attitude.
Uh-huh. A lot of black, I was surprised, everywhere I went, black were working, but out here, and other things, you don't see that.
Yeah.
In the city, in these up north and out west.
Right.
But down in Georgia, black people are working. What
nice.
The?
Even Atlanta.
And they're very polite in their business when they're at work.
Right.
That's a Southern personality.
Nice.
Southern attitude. Thank you.
Charlotte bought a coffee. I would like to ask Joelle, if parents brought their bought their teenage daughter, who is known to assault her boyfriend, a new car. And out of anger, she runs over her boyfriend with the car and kills him. Should the parents go to jail?
That's a good question for Joel Friday. He black. So here, call Joel today at 11 a.m. and give him the blues.
Nice. You can also buy him a coffee.
Call him at 11 a.m. or buy him a coffee, however you want to reach him, and have him respond to that. All right? 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report, which is from 9 to 11, and give him the blues.
Sion Lee bought a coffee. The United States of El Taco. Too many Spanish anchor babies. Practice your Spanish, Jesse. I am too. You're right there in Mexico town. Earl was practicing.
Hola. Thank you, Sion. Hola. Gracias. I can't see my computer. It went out again.
Oh, I hate that.
Everything going, this volume go up and down, the computer's out.
Life is so hard. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I wish that I could find that African preacher to transport to the Transformers, the movie, 1986.
And make an update. You know what you're doing?
Tell Optimus.
Come back.
You
know what you're doing?
Nick knows what he's doing.
Oh.
Nick's the only one. Tell. You missed.
About the update.
You sound like you're not paying attention to Mike Young's coffee.
Is it going to go dark again?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I'm sorry?
I ain't clean
nothing there. My arms are too short to boss with God.
Mike Young, bought a coffee.
Okay.
I wish I could find that African preacher to transport the Transformers, the movie, to 1986 and tell Optimus Prime to rise up after he dies.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Optimus Prime,
I don't know
lift your
is,
hands.
But thank you.
Jesus.
All in the name.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. Where's Dexter Reed at now? That's a 26-year-old black young man who got in a shootout with police, according to reports.
What?
Where's Dexter Reed at now?
Who is that?
A 26-year-old black man who died. He got in a shootout with police. I think he got shot and killed, right? Yeah.
Amazing. I'm not aware of that. If I am, I forgot.
It's in Chicago. I had to look it up myself.
Okay, thank you.
But it's where is he next? Where is he now, not where is he at now?
Oh, Sean telling me it's in my package.
Nice.
Thank you.
Stan 69 with a diamond. What can we do to crush radical Islamic horror? I disavow.
Me too. Stay away.
At this point, just thank you.
You're yourself a bunker.
Thanks as always, Stan 69.
Thank you, though. Yeah, thanks.
At this point, just call me Mike. Bought three coffees. I hear you in the background whenever I phone. Telling your brother to say you're gone. You've been tripping around uptown, wooing some fancy clown. Give me that confusion. There's no solution. Breaking up and making up. When will you get enough? That ain't the way to make love sweat, sweet darling. ZZ Hill. Blue Heart, salute.
Amazing. Keep it piffy.
It was lyrics, but I didn't recognize them, so I butchered them.
Keep them piffy.
Yeah, pithier, please.
Pithier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. I hear you say that color doesn't matter. However, when someone calls in, why do you ask them what color they are? Are you testing the people who identify with their color?
No, because hate tell me to ask.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I would not be asked, but hate me like, is he black or white?
Yeah, I like to know.
Why?
I'm interested in people and the patterns that people fall into, different peoples.
What?
I'm interested in who is into what.
And so when you find out their color, that helps you understand?
I'm like, I knew it. I'm like, oh, wow, didn't expect that. Stuff like that.
So yeah, hate me telling me to ask that, folks.
Yeah, either the tone of the quality of their voice or the way they pronounce things or the stuff that they're into. It just, I have my stereotype.
You just asked me to ask Jeremy, I think.
Yeah, Nico.
Nico, but I didn't ask.
Yeah. Oh, and Drew and...
But I didn't ask.
Yep.
We have a
thank you. Back in a moment. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, sorry about that. Tomorrow, Friday, at 12 noon, brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. I had a very fun conversation with Shaw Curry from the Say What She Wants social media channels. She is a prophet, counselor, author, and call herself the number one female advocate for men. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I've created this safe space where men feel very comfortable talking about things that matter to them.
But God said that every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
I wouldn't agree with that.
You believe in the order of God? You disagree with God on that one, too?
I guess I'll have to disagree. So are you saying that all women are evil, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you say that?
So there's four things you don't agree with God. Was God wrong about that?
I know. We're racking them up.
Have you ever twerked?
Never. No. I'm not a twerker.
It was a fun conversation. I think you're going to enjoy it. It was really fun. That's tomorrow, thefatherstate.tv at 12 noon. And donate to the Father State. Father State, thefatherstate.tv/donate. Or you can go over to the locals and do it there as well. Thank you in advance. And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, and congratulations, encouragement, I'll do those for you as well. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you for the super chat. We got to finish up on those in a minute here. I want to get to some calls. Thank you all so much. Let me go to a first-time caller out of New York. Kayla. Out of New York. Kayla, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Kayla. Thanks for calling.
So, for one, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Two, this is pretty spontaneous. I had, like, no intentions on calling you up today.
So, what the... Amazing.
Okay. So, Yeah, thanks for making me laugh. But I see that I've been watching you for a while, off and on for years, and just got back on recently. And I noticed that you've been talking a lot about mothers and stuff. So I decided to, like, talk to you about it. So currently, I have been feeling, like, extra obligated to, like, understanding my mother and my grandmother. And my situation isn't that normal. They're not very fond of me. And it's something that I think has been going on since I was young. Like, even, like, other adults pointed it out to me as I grew older in different ways. But now I'm accepting it, but I still feel obligated. Like, for instance, my grandmother is older now. And I almost feel like putting my whole life on pause to go and take care of her, but she doesn't even answer the phone. So I'm just trying to, like, figure out if I should, like, just leave it alone or do what I would want my granddaughter to do if I was in her position, you know?
What would you want your granddaughter to do?
To care about me.
Why?
And show it.
Why?
Well, why would I want that? I mean, I think anybody would want to feel cared for.
Why would you want your granddaughter to care for you, about you and for you?
Oh, when I say for, not necessarily for, but I just meant, like, because I know how it is to feel lonely, you know?
How is it to feel lonely?
Well, if you don't want to be lonely, it feels bad. It doesn't feel good.
What does lonely feel like?
Well, two different ways. You have, like, peace sometimes when you're alone with God, or you can be alone because you're, like, depressed, or you just, I don't know.
What does your loneliness feel like?
I feel more so at peace with being alone. I've been doing it for a pretty long time, so.
But, and so you don't want your grandma to be alone?
Right. Like,
why
I just
not? She doesn't like you.
Oh my God, but this thing is, I don't know, it's weird, ain't it? Like, why do I care, right?
You don't care.
You said I don't?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because you think you do, but you don't. You want to take care of grandma so you can feel better about yourself. You think that making grandmama feel better by you taking care of her going to make grandmama like you, which is going to make you feel better. It's not about grandma. It's about you.
I mean, I feel like I'd consider her my mom a lot, like even more than myself sometimes.
Right. Because you feel better ego-wise to care about them more than yourself.
But I think
you don't care about them.
No, I think I'm also very concerned about their well-being.
What?
Like, you know, their whole afterlife and all that stuff.
Why are you playing God?
I'm not playing him. I'm just concerned.
Why?
Because they're my family.
But they're not concerned. Why are you concerned?
I know that's the crazy part, but I just am.
And what's your question for me?
Am I too concerned?
No, you're not concerned at all.
So what do you think I am, then?
Angry? You need to forgive them. Because you're not responsible for them at all. And that anger that you have toward them is giving you a false emotional feeling, which is of the devil, that's telling you that you're concerned about them when you're really not. You're just on an ego trip in a fallen state. You got to forgive them so you can go live your life.
I heard you say that the other day, actually, to someone.
Why don't you go forgive them for what they've done to you?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I am. They, like, if I went, like, for instance, if I went and apologized, not saying you're talking about me apologizing, but they're not into that type of stuff. Like, they'll tell me to leave them alone.
They don't need to be into it. Leave them in their hell. You forgive them. I'm sorry for resenting you all for what you've done to me. so that God can bring you out of your hell. Your world is your world. You have no right at all to care about somebody else living in their own hell. People love their hell. Those who don't love their hell are working on overcoming it. But most people love their hell, and they love inflicting their hell on others. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to work on you.
Right.
So when you forgive them by admitting that you're wrong for resenting them, realize they can't help themselves, God will forgive you. Then you can live your life. And if grandmama die, it won't be a big deal. Whether she die in hell or die in heaven, it won't bother you either way. You're not responsible for somebody else's soul.
I think about it way too much for some reason.
Because you're angry, you're playing God. You say grandma won't even answer the phone, and then mama telling you to go away. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I thought it was me, too. I used to think that, but now I realize it's actually a dumb thing.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
It's you now.
I mean, as far as me caring still, that's the issue.
But you don't care.
I don't agree on that part. I care too much.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I care too much. There was a point in time that I used to be so worried about my mom if she didn't answer the phone. Not like in a controlling manner or anything. I just care too much.
If you care, you will leave them alone. You don't care. You're playing God. If you care, you look at God. He's not bothering them, right? He leave them right in their hell. He and his son, they're up there having fun, drinking cafe mocha, having egg bites with bacon. They don't care about, they're not thinking about your mama or your grandma. But yet you do. You're playing God. Because you think you're good, you think you're better, because you care.
I would rather not stress out about them, honestly.
No, you love it.
No, I don't.
If you didn't love it, you wouldn't do it. You do love it. You love doing it, and then you love complaining about it.
No, I hate complaining about it.
It's you old. Love hating complaining about it. That's why you do it. You get a thrill from telling yourself, which is other devil, how much you love grandma and ma, and you're so concerned, and then you get the thrill for complaining about it, and then you get the thrill from hating loving grandma and mom. It's all about the thrill. It's all about you.
Well, the thrill is stressful.
And you love the stress of the thrill. Because if you didn't, you will overcome it. You love your hell.
Mm-mm.
And then drop it.
I will do that.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
Pleasure speaking to you.
You too. What a mess! Breaking news. Listen to this. My producer is giving it to me right now. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking. TMZ is reporting O.J. Simpson died at 76 after cancer battle. O.J. Simpson died, according to TMZ, O.J. Simpson died at 76 after cancer battle. If this is true, may his soul rest in peace. Really, may his soul rest in peace. Amazing. O.J. is dead. He dead. Jason is the first time call out of New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, I just had a couple questions. One about the Bible verse where it says, like, be angry but do not sin. I'm wondering what your interpretation of that is.
It's to be able to discern evil but don't hate it.
Okay. And when you're doing a silent prayer, how do you, because I heard, in the, like, when you cast out a demon, seven more come back and stuff like that, how do you properly invite the Holy Spirit?
How you do what now?
How do you, like, you said invite the Holy Spirit before you do the silent prayer.
Who said invite the Holy Spirit?
Oh, I thought you did.
No. You thought, like, lit. I ain't never said anything like that.
Oh.
That's a Christian saying, and they don't know what they're talking about. You can't invite the Holy Spirit to do anything.
So the Holy Spirit's just automatically there?
When you let go, God and all his support automatically takes over.
So it's just letting go, and I'm just worried about, like, being vulnerable to spirits when I'm doing, when I'm, like, meditating, you know?
You worry about being what?
I worry about being vulnerable to evil spirits.
You're already vulnerable to it. It's already, yeah. They're already controlling you. You want to overcome them so that they don't dwell in you anymore, and then they can't control you. But you already, they already control you.
Okay. And I guess one more question then, if that's okay. Do you think it's not good for people to pray out loud in church?
God said don't be like them. They get their glory while they're praying out loud. You go and be still and know him, and inwardly you'll be blessed for it, paraphrasing. But those people are hypocrites. They're praying out loud to the devil, and they're feeling good because you are listening to them and amening them that they're praying out loud. But they're all worshiping evil.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother? Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah. I didn't get, like get my courage back, like you said. I didn't do it face-to-face. I did it through text.
Speak up a little bit.
I did it through text.
And why didn't you go to her and face her?
She was in another state at the time.
Why did you FaceTime with her?
I was scared.
You were scared? How old are you?
23.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of... She'll probably tell my whole church, and then my whole church will not, you know, I get a lot.
Then the whole church would not what?
Would not like me, because I'm mean to my mom.
They don't like you anyway.
But I told her stuff she did wrong before and tried to do it, but I did it the wrong way. So she kind of knows all the resentment I have. But I'm also kind of worried she might be a little suicidal or can't handle it.
And you're worried about what?
I'm worried about telling her face to face because she's too sensitive.
And she might. And what might happen?
It's a long shot, but she might, be suicidal.
And if she's suicidal, what might happen?
She might end her life somehow.
And you care about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because I will have to bear the burden of that guilt.
Why? You didn't do it. She did it to herself. She listened to the devil. If that should happen, you never assume anything. You have a way to see. But if she does, it had nothing to do with you at all. Why would you bear the burden or the guilt of that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle the reality of every person around me looking at me with, you know, disdain because it was all me.
How do you know that?
I just assume because I've seen it happen. It happened when I broke up with my girlfriend. Like, it's definitely going to happen if my mom kills herself because of something I said.
What happened when you broke up with your girlfriend?
Just my whole church world kind of collapsed around me because I was growing up still. So everyone kind of looked at me with disdain.
So when you broke up with your girlfriend, the church turned on you?
Kind of.
And how do you know they turned on you?
Just the sense of, like, shame you get when people look at you a certain way.
Why do you give them the finger and walk away from that church?
Because I'm weak, man, and there's slim pickings for churches out here.
But you don't need a church. Why don't you, how are you going to become strong if you don't face evil?
That's a good question. I don't even have a job.
You don't have a job?
Not really. DoorDash.
That is a job. What the? But listen.
Not really.
Why, that's not really. You get paid for it?
Yeah, it's less than part-time, but I can't survive off it.
Why don't you get, why do you not call that a job? That's like having your own business, because you can work as many hours as you want.
Yeah, I don't have my own car. I'm using my parents.
Oh, you still live with your mama?
Yeah, I moved out like 3 times and came back.
Wow. Why'd you go back?
I really don't know. I really don't know. I think I became suicidal myself.
Because you're just like your mama. You have your mama's spirit inside of you. It's driving you.
Yes, sir.
When you ask your father to help you deal with your mother, what does he say?
I'd consider him a beta.
Like son, like father, huh?
Yeah, I'm changing though since I started doing your silent prayer. I'm thankful for you in my life.
Come back to your phone. What did you say?
I'm thankful for you in my life for the silent prayer and stuff.
Here's what so you're doing the prayer, right? You gotta face your mother, right? You gotta face her shaking in your boots and just apologize for resenting her because she can't help herself, just as you can't help yourself. But if she die, if she cry, if she blame your father, if she blame you, that's not you. You have nothing to do with that. Your mother living in hell, she love her hell. But you will come out of your hell by overcoming her, and you will forgive your father. He can't deal with your mother. Your mother is just like his mother, so he cannot help himself. But you will start to wake up and have a life.
Uh-huh.
And Satan is telling you, oh, she might commit suicide. Or you might hurt her feelings. She might tell the church. So what? No, people don't care about you anyway, because they did. They wouldn't turn on you. They will understand it. They would never turn on you. But they don't care about you anyway. It's all fake. Nobody loved nobody.
You said I don't need a church?
Uh-uh. Your body is the church.
Ah, okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. 773. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Bible Thump of Thursday. What a mess! It's a real mess. What a mess! Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Ooh.
Rest in peace, Orenthal James O.J. Simpson. Died at the tender age of 76 years old, after a quote-unquote battle with cancer. He lost, like everybody loses, right? No, I don't know. Former NFL player, by the way, who was acquitted for allegedly killing his wife or something, that white wife. Rest in peace, according to the news. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, April 11th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour is coming right up. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then Joel Friday TV. Make sure you give him the blues. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby. These are the last days for their regular midday shows, you know, 11 a.m. noon Pacific time. So make sure you tune in. Nice. Forever chemicals in the tap water. What's getting regulated? Ask the ladies at the Skim. Forever chemicals. Yesterday, the evil EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, announced the first ever national limits on six types of chemicals in tap water. PFAS are long-lasting chemicals linked to decreased fertility in the ladies, developmental delays in the children, and increased risk of some cancers. Now the EPA is requiring contamination levels to be almost zero, much lower than has previously been recommended. The EPA said they expect the new standards to reduce exposure for 100 million people. Critics said the EPA isn't offering enough support to municipalities to make the change. Public water utilities have 3 years to test an additional 2 years to get the proper equipment to lower contamination levels. What a mess. And a storm's a-blowing through. Another round of powerful storms poised to hit the southeast and the Ohio Valley today, if it hasn't happened already, per Commie Nonsense Network. Hours after deadly storms spawned damaging tornadoes and flash flood emergencies from Texas to Mississippi. Life-threatening floods were reported early today in the Tallahassee, Florida area, where water was entering structures and rescues were underway, according to the National Weather Service. At least four tornadoes were reported in Louisiana and Tejas, Texas, on Wednesday, prompting widespread power outages across parts of the Gulf Coast. Severe threat diminishing across the south, but strong winds are still gusting through much of the region, where more than 30 million people are under wind advisories. So hold on to your stuff, people. And Gaza drama, peace in the Middle East, not. CNN and The Skim report three sons of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed, rest in peace, in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Wednesday. An alleged assassination, they call it an assassination, I don't know, that threatens to complicate ongoing negotiations aiming to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal. The Hamas-run government said Wednesday that Haniyeh family had been carrying out social and family visits on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr before one of their vehicles was struck by a bomb. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan and is one of the most important holidays on the Islamic calendar. Haniyeh, in a statement, stated that killing the sons of leaders would not only make Hamas more steadfast in our principles, and adherence to our land. That's what they said. That's what he said, stated. Separately, Hamas has indicated that they are currently unable to identify and track down 40 Israeli hostages needed for the first phase of a proposed ceasefire deal. They don't have 40 hostages, raising fears that more hostages may be dead than publicly known. Negotiators have been working with Hamas on a six-week ceasefire deal that would supposedly release 40 hostages, which they don't have, including older people and women, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, but may not happen. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Isn't that a good question? Why? And everybody does it. I'm like, what the? Why do you do it? I just want to understand. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing anywhere in the world, and we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, whether you're feeling sorry for yourself or you're having suicidal thoughts, or you in love, or you're breaking up, or whatever. You're a liberal, a Democrat, transgender, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500 anywhere in the world, and support us on social media. Y'all know how to hit the button, like, subscribe, ring the bell, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. So it's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show today, and every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? All drama is just actors and actresses on a stage. Bible Thumper! Amazing. Just Bible thumpering, carrying on. Nothing to do with God, period, zero. Nothing to do with salvation and nothing to do with God. What a mess! What a mess. Listen, before I go back to the callers here, you've been hearing that the blacks are supporting the Great White Hope, and the Democrats don't know what to do with that. They just don't know how to handle it.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I rest my case. The Great White Hope. The Democrats are having a hissy fit about it because they need the blacks to vote for them. Keep the blacks on the plantation just for votes only. And black Americans have started to see that The Democrats are now putting their focus on the illegal aliens. And they're imposing the illegal aliens in their neighborhoods. And the blacks are suffering economy-wise, economic-wise. Things are rough for them. They can't find a job. They're like, I'm leaving the plantation. Bye. And they're starting to support the Great White Hope. The Democrats have never seen this before. They're like, what the? Y'all trying to wake up? And they're like, please don't go. Please don't go. Don't go away. I need you to stay. They need the blacks to stay just for the votes. And the blacks, most of them, not all, are not even listening to their so-called black leader for a change. Thank God. They're starting to think for themselves. And they're not happy with the way the Great White Hope are being treated. So they're seeing for themselves. And the liberal media and others just don't know what to do with it. And believe me, between now and November, they're going to try to work up something. Here's some more news about the Great White Hope and the support that are coming from black Americans. This is from Breitbart. Donald Trump was greeted by enthusiastic supporters at Chick-fil-A, or at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia, while on the campaign trail, and ordered 30 milkshakes and chicken for everybody. Watch this compilation.
Hey. Nice to see everybody. How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. I love you. Man. Everybody
having a good time.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you,
man.
Okay, 4 p.m. Right.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
I hope he don't have makeup on, getting all on his jacket.
Yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
It's the Lord's chicken.
That's the Lord's chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
Yeah, good to see you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. No wonder black people love chicken so much. It's the Lord's chicken. What now? Amazing. Amazing. There are black people starting to wake up spiritually and practically, in practical way, like this. And they don't know what to do with it. They have never seen blacks wake up in this drove like this. Numbers. Isn't that amazing? Right on, right on. But between now, and it's going to be a long, hot summer, but between now and November, pay attention to how desperate the Democrats become. Especially seeing the blacks wake up and a lot of young people of all races and supporting the Great White Hope, no matter what they try to do to him. People are starting to pay attention. And the last thing the devil wants you to do is to pay attention. He doesn't want you to pay attention to him and you and outside of you, inside of others. He wants you to argue. He wants you to prove something to keep you in hell. Amazing. And remember yesterday, if you didn't hear, you can podcast the show yesterday. My experts and I, we had a discussion about Ethan Crumbly. And Ethan was accused of going into a high school there or to a school and shooting up some kids. And his parents were arrested for it. They went to court, and now they have been sentenced to 10 to 15 years, I believe, of prison time. And that's wrong because they're not responsible for what the kids do outside of the home, right? And I said yesterday, and we have very interesting discussion about it. You can podcast it, my experts and I. And I said that this is about, I believe, it's about going after white people and the Second Amendment. Going after white people and the Second Amendment. That's why they're doing this. They don't really blame Ethan's parents. It's just another way since they have to be white. And it's easy to go after white people today. They're just going after the white to get our guns taken away from us. That's what this is all about. And I said, watch what's going to happen after what they've done to Ethan's parents by having them, by putting them in prison. And the stupid judge said she prayed on it. When she said she prayed on it, I knew they were going to jail. Whenever a woman tells she prayed on it, you better run, because you're on your way to hell. I knew they were going to jail. And I told you that you're going to hear more and more of this now, especially about taking your guns. They're going to use every example now of people using guns to hurt others. They're going to use it. Every little chance they get now, they're going after the Second Amendment. And you're blind and you're falling for it by agreeing with it. Because you can't see what's happening. And I told you what happened. Here's an example. This is from Fox. The Justice Department says that the FBI has arrested an 18-year-old in Idaho after uncovering his truly horrific and violent plot to attack churches on behalf of ISIS. Watch this from ABC.
This morning, the FBI claims this 18-year-old was on the verge of conducting a terror plot involving attacks on multiple churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Alexander Mercurio seen here knife in hand and expressing his allegiance to ISIS. The FBI says his plot involved a murderous rampage using knives and firearms to kill parishioners. He also planned to set their houses of worship on fire, going from church to church until he was killed by police. It's a plan eerily similar to that recent ISIS assault on that concert hall in Moscow. Mercurio sent an audio file to an FBI confidential informant. 20 seconds long, it says in part, "I'm answering the call for the Islamic State for jihad and to kill." Sources tell ABC News his father had dozens of weapons, including an AR-15-style assault rifle.
See, yeah, they're going after your guns. Now, I'm not surprised if this is true, and I'm only going by what they're saying right now. But when you heard that Alau Abba guy last Friday, we played it this week, saying death to America, death to Israel, what did you think going to happen after that? And they were not arrested and shipped back to their country. What do you think going to happen? They're saying death to America. We've seen them say this over their country, and then after that come violence. So I'm not surprised to hear this story, but I really want you to pay attention to them using these and anything like it to take your weapon. Foster's reported that the FBI says he devised a plan to incapacitate his father, restrain him using handcuffs, and steal his firearms to use for maximum casualties in an attack he had been planning to carry out. It's about the guns, not about the man. It should be about the man that threatened to do this if it's true, but it's about the guns. Amazing. Your freedom being taken away from you because you're emotional. You're afraid to stand alone. You have to join a group and go along with whatever the group says, and you end up in a ditch with the group. You end up in a hole. Only a few are willing to take that straight and narrow path alone. As long as you're afraid to stand alone, you're going to be in hell. And because the reason the group is a group, because the group is afraid. And fear is not of God. God does not. You can bank on it. He does not give you a spirit of fear. Anyone that has fear has anger. Anyone that has anger has fear. And you're of your father, the devil. You must return to the Father. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. You must return to the Father. And stop identifying. You have to use the word religion when you communicate, but don't identify with religion. The moment you identify with it, it drives you crazy. It makes you think and do crazy things because you've taken on a false identity. How about no identities? Why can't you just live a life free? I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she ran a business. She has her own business. And she took on this idea that she was going to be Mother Teresa. And she hired friends and family members into her business, and they destroyed her. They talked about her. Even the family members as well, the friends, they took money from her. And they destroyed her. But it was her fault because she was trying to be Mother Teresa. It was all about the thrill of trying to be good or trying to appear as a good person or trying to be likable. And now she's paying a price for it. Why not just live free with no titles, no identity, no false self? Why not die from the ego spiritually? I want to give you one quick example of what a religion can do for you and to you. New York Post has reported that authorities says a 3-year-old girl was tortured to death during an exorcism that her family performed on her in a California church. She told her mother, "I love you." And her corpse was later left lying on the altar. Watch this from KPIX.
59-year-old Renee Trigueros Hernandez and 19-year-old Renee Aaron Hernandez Santos appeared together in court as they were both formally charged with child abuse causing the death of 3-year-old Areli Doe last September. The girl's mother, Claudia Hernandez Santos, was previously charged with the same crime. The death happened inside a small church located behind this house on South 2nd Street in San Jose. A statement of facts released by the district attorney's office states the defendants believe the girl was possessed by a demon because she would sometimes wake up at night and cry or scream. The mother, Claudia, posted a YouTube video discussing her daughter's death, but not fully explaining it.
Because I cannot change what is, you know, it is what it is. So I've learned to think positive, you know, because it's many reasons why God took her.
God took her. God had nothing to do with that. You can't rebuke the devil out of nobody. They have to want it, and God will do it. According to the Daily Mail, I want you to think about that. They try to rebuke the devil out of the girl because she wake up crying, and they are of the devil, and the devil try to rebuke the devil. What the? If the story is true. According to the report, Daily Mail has reported a South African pastor allegedly caught a thief stealing from his church and took matters into his own hands. The pastor, along with his son, allegedly held him down and placed his hands over a tree branch, severing both his hands and leaving him bleeding as they fled the scene. I've said it once, and this is like an extreme example, right? But I said it once, I said it twice, and many, many times. The human heart is evil. The human heart is evil. Anyone that think that they love someone is evil. Anyone that think you'll be loved is evil. Anyone that think they love grandma and ma, that they feel so bad they can't take care of ma, is evil. That's not love. Anyone that won't forgive because you're afraid the church is going to turn against you is evil. You're evil. You must be born again. You must return to the Father. And human beings are evil. I challenge you all, look around, look at yourself first, and look around you. You don't know one human being that's not evil. You don't know one human being that loves you and you love them. You don't know one. Never have met one, never know one, ain't seen one. Except the one and two that's working on themselves now to overcome evil. And there are men and women now, a few, who have come to realize they need to forgive mama and return to the Father. And not just intellectually. That ain't it. You hear knowledge about it, you let that knowledge go, wisdom come, and it will guide you the rest of the way. But if you hold on to knowledge, you're going to stay in hell. And that's why the intellectual people are pure evil. It doesn't matter the degrees they have. It doesn't matter. And it's going to get worse because hell is on earth inside of people. Some people say, oh, I'm scared of dying. I don't want to go to hell. You're already in hell. Anyone that has anger, has fear, you're in hell. You're not in heaven. Right here on earth with your eyes open, you are in hell. It's a spiritual battle. Anyone that's trying to appease someone is in hell. And your government, your family members, your friends, which is no such thing, your husband, your wife, they want you fighting because they're operating for the devil. Why do you think the government removed all the police and all the bail bonds? They want you fighting. Why do you think they use the word racism and white supremacists like 90 going north? They want you fighting. They're operating from hell just like you. They're being controlled by their thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And emotions are evil. It's all about the money. And they want you fighting. The New York Post is reporting a murderer brutally punched a 68-year-old parishioner down the steps of her Queen Church early Sunday, then snatched a purse and rode off in her car. Watch this from Fox.
That woman's 68 years old, and she is currently in the hospital in critical condition. Let's take a look at that video. This was caught on surveillance. It shows the woman going up the church stairs. A suspect dressed in all black is seen running up behind her, and that is when the 68-year-old is punched and goes flying down the stairs of St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church. Police say the suspect then takes off with her purse, which had $300 in cash. He appears to continue to rummage through her belongings. He took her cell phone, car keys, and then sped off in her car. The NYPD did put out surveillance video and a picture of the suspect wanted in the attack. The suspect is described as being 18 to 25 years old and approximately 5'8".
Amazing, huh? You notice they didn't mention he was black. His hair black, very black, little black to me. They didn't mention that at all. They did not mention that he was black. He black. At least he looked black. They weren't no dark black Indian people or somebody. But he looked black to me, or Mexican. But he looked black to me. They didn't mention that. Here's a headline from the New York Post about it. Watch this.
Purse-snatching bully punches woman, 68, in face and down New York City church stairs, then takes her car as she lies in agony.
Amazing, huh?
New York Post.
You heard they say purse-snatching bully, right? Bully, they say. Not black. Bully. Purse-snatching bully. Well, let me introduce you to another story and hear how the Washington Post presented the story. This is from CNN. Chicago police fired as many as 96 bullets toward a man during a traffic stop, killing a 26-year-old and raising questions about whether officers used excessive force. Watch this from ABC.
We turn now to the horrific images tonight, the newly released police body camera video of a deadly police shooting in Chicago. Graphic images showing a driver pulled over for a seatbelt violation.
Tonight, an independent investigation underway after this traffic stop turned deadly. Chicago police body camera video capturing the incident that ended with officers firing a barrage of bullets, killing 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say Reed fired first.
Roll the windows down.
The ordeal unfolding just after 6 p.m. March 21st. Reed in the driver's seat of his white SUV, surrounded by five plainclothes tactical officers, guns drawn, who initially pulled him over for not wearing a seatbelt, and can be heard yelling commands at Reed.
Unlock the doors now!
In the video, Reed appears to ignore those commands.
Open the door now!
That's when Reed, investigators say, fired at officers, striking this officer, according to authorities, in the wrist. Reed, at the time of the incident, was facing charges for allegedly carrying a gun into a street festival. His mother, heartbroken.
He had just bought his new car 3 days before that.
Oh.
And he was just riding around in his car.
That's
he said,
right.
Mom, go for a ride. And they killed him.
Oh, Lord. She's fainting. Are they going to lock up her for what he did, if it's true? Where's Joel when you need him? He's just riding around in his car. And they say he shot at the police, went up the door. You saw him trying to let his window up. So should the mama be going to tell Joel? Joel said, lock her up. Oh, let me tell Kim, Joel is on the case. And I want you heard them call the other guy a bully, right? Purse-snatching bully, according to the New York Post. Well, let's see what the Washington Post had to say about this incident. Watch this from the Washington Post.
Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop.
Killing a black man during the traffic stop, but the other black man was a purse-snatching bully. They want you fighting. They want you angry. And they're using blacks to make sure it happens. When I come back, it's a spiritual battle. When I come back, your phone call, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Your phone calls and super chats when I come back. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Glory, glory, Lord. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Ready. He's ready to roll. The American Anchor Baby have energy like 90 going north. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Check it out. And one last thing real fast here. Brand new episode tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting discussion with Char Curry. And Char is from the Say What She Wants social media channels. She's a prophet, counselor, author, and call herself the number one female advocate for men. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I've created this safe space where men feel very comfortable talking about things that matter to them.
But God said that every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
I wouldn't agree with that.
You believe in the order of God? You disagree with God on that one, too?
I guess I'll have to disagree. So are you saying that all women are evil, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you say that?
So there's four things you don't agree with God. Was God wrong about that?
I know. We're racking them up.
Have you ever twerked?
Never. No. I'm not a twerker.
It was fun. Really. Check it out tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific time. And make a donation there to Father's Day, all right? It costs to do this stuff, and we need your help. We got a lot of work to do. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to donate. Let me go to, is it Brittany out of Oklahoma, first time caller. Brittany, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Brittany. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I was just calling because I heard the last caller discussing about his mother. He wanted to forgive her, but she's very sensitive. And I just wanted to, if it's okay, share my experience with me forgiving my mother. It was very similar.
Okay.
Actually, what happened was I didn't forgive her at first. What it was my husband kept encouraging me to cut the umbilical cord. I relied on my mother emotionally a lot. And so everything she said, everything she did, I hung on to it. And so it was really destroying me and my marriage. And so finally, what happened was my father passed in 2020, And I saw my mother as a human for the first time and realized, and then I was on the other side because I was always, you know, people were always saying how my mother was, you know, this and my mother was that. And I was always like, no, not my mother. I love my mother. And then when I really saw her for a human, I was like, wow, she is that way. And so one day, shaking in my boots, I confronted her and I told her, you know, it's over with. Like, I'm cutting the umbilical cord. I'm no longer relying on you emotionally. You are not my God. I was seeing her as my God. And she took it so terribly. She definitely, I felt like she was going to kill herself. And I let
what
her.
The?
What the? So I just let her, you know, vent it out, and I just took it. And it was so hard because I really thought she was going to kill herself. But fast forward, it's been 4 years, well, maybe 3 years, and all is well. She's perfectly fine. Our relationship is fine. She understands that I'm married and I'm now, like, you know, separate from her. And she's fine. And so about a month ago, I actually looked her in the eye and I said, Mother, I just want you to know, I forgive you. I'm sorry for resenting you. And I forgive, you know, everything that you were as a parent. You tried your best and, you know, all that good stuff. And so everything is fine. So I just want to encourage the previous caller. Like, I know it's hard and I know that, you know, he feels like this can happen and that can happen. But the truth is, you don't know what can happen until you do it. And,
but it's all this Satan telling people that your mother might commit suicide, or you might hurt her feeling, or this. And Satan doesn't want you to forgive because he want to keep you in your hell. And if she does commit suicide, it's not your fault that she committed suicide. She just loved her hell. She was ready to overcome. So if she does, just say, oh, mama dead. What the? Yeah. She dead. And then go into the kitchen, look in the drawer right next to the silverware. That's where the insurance papers are. And go cash them in, get the money, and go live your life.
Right.
You're not responsible if she commits suicide. That's on her.
Yeah. She'll do that to make you feel bad. You know,
to control you.
You know, but it's all her just trying to control you even more. And
yes.
She doesn't want to let go.
Absolutely. Amazing. So. Thank you for that, Brittany.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome. Do you obey your husband?
I do.
Nice.
Pleasantly.
Right on. Wow. See that when you...
I have a man as a husband, and I'm so grateful. And at first, it was difficult. I was like, uh-uh, you know, but he would see that hell in me, and he would correct me, and I'd be like, who are you talking to? And then it got to the point where I was like, wait a minute. This is making me better. And then I just, like, you know, I tell him all the time, like, if you see something in me, show me, tell me. Do not feel any kind of way about telling me about myself. And he does, and it's all good.
And that's what that's what all women want. They want men to point the way out of their hell.
Absolutely.
They want them to show them. Absolutely. Yep. Amazing.
And a lot of women don't want that, and that's why they get divorced.
Yeah, they love their hell. And so the women that don't want it, the men should let them go because you don't want to be standing in the hell. Don't live
the
hell in yourself or inside of others.
You're right, and I'm at peace. I feel so much peace, and I can do the silent prayer. I live in the silent prayer. And
right on.
I feel so much peace, and I used to call myself, like, I used to say, ignorance is bliss. But it's not ignorance. It's just, like, I'm still, and it's just a constant, like, I go outside and I'm like, oh, the sun. And people are like, what's wrong with that girl? And it's like, hey, I'm on my narrow path. Sorry, maybe you won't be on it.
And that's right.
But it's all good for me.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay, will do.
All right, thanks, Brenda. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse. I'll call back again soon.
Absolutely. Amazing. Let me go to George out of Massachusetts. George. George, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, George.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I noticed you've got a doctrine which says evil comes to earth through the woman.
I don't have a doctrine at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you said something like that, perhaps. And I found a verse here in 2 Esdras. It's in the Apocrypha. They spell it Esdras. and it's chapter 4, verse 30 of the Good News Bible. It says, at the beginning of time, one grain of evil seed was sown in the heart of Adam. And I just wanted to run that by you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, George. Amazing. Let me go to Eric out of Pennsylvania. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Eric.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, you were talking about earlier about gun control.
Yes.
I remember those days where when the federal government wanted to control your guns, they used to send their dogs to do the job, you know, like they did at Waco, like they did at Ruby Ridge, you know what I'm saying? Now they're using all these kids who are on Xanax and Prozac, and they have all these different mental illness to do their job, to do and go and kill people at schools and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I don't know if the police is doing it. Or is that the intent of it? I just know that the people who are thinking that they could solve spiritual issue with medication are dumb. They are blind and can't see.
Oh, definitely, I agree with that. But my point is that this is tyranny. This is just plain tyranny. The federal government want to wipe out our rights to bear weapons, and you know, if people don't wake up and see the big picture, they're gonna do it. They're just gonna take that away from us, and as soon as they take our weapons away from us, we are doomed. We will not have anything to defend ourselves, against the federal government, police brutality, and everything that comes with it, because I just
think that people need to wake up spiritually and overcome fear. And then once they wake up and overcome fear, they're going to see how to deal with everything in a perfect way rather than overreacting. And like they did with everything else, you got to stop overreacting. Because when you overreact, you put your own self in trouble. You give up your own rights because you overreact. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let me do some super chats.
Super chats.
Aries 1 gave a D-Live diamond. No message. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
DJT 2020 with another rumble rant. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person, I think it's righteous man, not person, has great power as it is working.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice. DJT 2020 with another. Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.
You know what? That is deep. And for those who really want to overcome their hell, no matter what color where you are, because everything is the same, just to yourself. You don't have to tell the world if you don't want to. You don't have to either. And which a person been there, I wouldn't tell it if I were you. But just see in yourself that you have anger. Anger is hatred. And see that you all have a right to have anger. That's the beginning of your freedom. Everything else will begin to come clear to you. It will be made clear. But you got to confess to yourself that you're angry. It's really hatred, but they don't use that word anymore because they changed word. But just watch it and see that you have anger. Everything will start to brighten up for you. Your life will become easy. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, White Lion says, oh, the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la. Oh, the Hake Report. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you. What?
You look confused. I was Canadian David, a monthly paying subscriber on Rumble, says, I was raised Lutheran, but my church was like a box of Frosted Flakes. Not sure what that means.
Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet gives a heart eyes smiley, blowing nose emoji, nerd eyes glasses, cat love, yellow ribbon, pink heart, French gesture, pregnant gal with short hair, unicorn, rat, blue whale, dolphin, shark, sperm whale, and caterpillar, just to have Hake read them, smiley face, love you, smiggas.
That's a way of communicating with all those different things. Thank you, Pastor. The Pastor. Thank you.
Dawn says, Proverbs 9:8, do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. I sure do, heart.
I rest my case. Very nice. Thank you.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. What does that caller mean? Gig work isn't a job. Sounds like he needs to be disciplined on time management. He also sounded white. They're always on time. What the?
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
White Lion says, OJ did it, 100 emoji.
What?
OJ did it, 100 emoji.
No, he did.
Indeed.
He did it. He did, not did it. He did. He did, according to the report. May his soul rest in peace, though.
You wrote about him in The Antidote.
I did, yeah.
Sion Lee bought
OJ went through a lot as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Every human being, go through a lot. Everyone who's born through the woman, doesn't matter your color, blacks or whites, so it doesn't matter. You go through hell coming through mama. You go through hell, and if you want heaven, you got to return to the Father. You can have heaven right here. You can have a perfect life. You have a perfect peace right here. And Hassan, you say you love the juice?
I love the juice.
You feel
as
bad?
As in OJ.
You feel bad that he's expired?
I do a little bit.
May his soul rest in peace.
Absolutely. I mean, that man went through, like you said, definitely, regardless if he did or didn't, the persecution and to... It's definitely interesting.
Read The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Bitchhood. That's my last book that I wrote. Amazing book. And I write about OJ and some of the stuff he had to go through as a kid. Like every human being on earth. That's what's wrong with the blacks. They hate their mothers and grandmothers, and they don't realize that anger started there. But read The Antidote. You're going to read about Obama, his mom, everything. Louis Farrakhan, and then the solution. The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I'll sign it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Once you read it, you're never going to hate another person. You will never judge another person, nor will you ever judge yourself again. It's amazing. Thank you.
Sion Lee bought a coffee. Jesse, you asked how my other boyfriend and I are doing. The update is he lets me flirt with you. He understands I'm seeking the Father. I ain't never went out on a date with someone without them being jealous, except for one of your listeners. Also, he wasn't jealous when I mentioned your name constantly. LOLOL. Cat face laughing, crying emojis.
What the? Right on. Thank you, Sion.
Another coffee from Sion C. A West African mummy African man who call himself a prophet was karate chopping people, throwing them over the chairs, choking them, saying he's casting away their demons. It's amazing. So many false prophets in Africa.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
What a mess.
The Key bought a coffee.
Thank you, Sion.
Thought it interesting, the Bible app today confirms the 411, today's date, April 11th, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse, Malachi 4:6.
Amazing. You will never know God as long as you are turned away from your earthly father. Because everyone been turned away from the earthly father, you've been turned away from God. You got to love your earthly father. Your mother hates your father. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her. Forgive your mama and return to your fathers. You'll see. Salvation, life is about a return to the Father. I had some interest in, I wanted to read about that. Wikipedia, the parable of the prodigal son, also known as the parable of the two brothers, lost son, loving father, or of the forgiven father, is one of the parables of Jesus appearing in Luke 15:11-32. Jesus shared the parable with his disciples, the Pharisees, and others. Why is this from the Bible Project?
There was a father who had two sons.
The older son is trustworthy and honors his father.
And the younger son, he's a mess. He rebels and cashes in his inheritance to travel far away and blow it all on partying and being stupid.
And then there's a famine in the land, and he runs out of money. So he has to scrape by taking care of somebody's pigs. And he's so hungry he wants to eat the pig slop, at which point it occurs to him, if I'm going to be a farmhand, I might as well go home and work for my dad. At least I won't be eating pig food. So he treks back home, rehearsing his apology.
Now, the father is certain that his son did not survive the famine. But then, one day, he sees someone walking down the road. It's his son. He's not dead. And so the father runs to him and embraces his son, kissing him all over.
The son starts his speech. Dad, I don't deserve to be your son. Maybe I could come and work for you.
But before he can finish, the father calls his servants to go get the nicest robe, new sandals, a fancy ring for his son. They are to prepare the best food for a banquet. It is time to celebrate.
Now, later that day, the older brother arrives from a long day working in the field to discover his long-lost loser of a brother has come home. And they're celebrating?
And he gets angry. He refuses to join the banquet.
So the father finds the older brother outside, and he says,
Son, you are already in our family. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate your brother because he was lost. And now he's found. He was dead, but now he's alive.
Jesus wants the religious leaders to see the outsiders the way God sees them, as sons and daughters that are being reclaimed from death.
Amazing. That's so deep. All you have to do is return to the Father. Forgive and return to the Father. That's all you have to do. And you'll be home. All that emptiness you feel, the loss you feel, the loneliness, that's not you. You're yearning for the Father, male and females. Why don't you give it a try and return to the Father? You have paradise right here on earth. Here's a little bit more about Jesus in the book of Luke. This is from the Bible Project.
In these Jesus communities, all outsiders are welcome.
Yeah, good news for the poor. That's one of Luke's main themes.
Yeah, you'll find it all over this section. The marginalized people that he heals, the shamed sex workers he reaches out to, the tax collectors he includes. This is Jesus's kingdom crew.
And Israel's religious leaders watch and start to criticize him. If he really is God's prophet, why is he welcoming sinners and eating with them?
Yeah, this section reads like the Battle of the Banquets. So Jesus throws these dinner parties as a symbol of how God's kingdom is here for the sick and the poor, people who could never pay him back.
Jesus also attends banquets with Israel's religious leaders.
Yeah, and he lays into them for becoming an arrogant, exclusive social club.
The leaders don't like all this, and so as Jesus's road trip comes to an end, the conflict is at a boiling point.
Yeah, he's going to ride towards Jerusalem for Passover as they plot to take his life.
Amazing. Jesus came for the lost. He came for the drug addict, the homosexual, the lesbian, the murderer, the rapist, the so-called child abuse or child sexual, whatever they call that. He came for the lost. He didn't came for those who thought they were already found. You're supposed to go into the darkness and be an example by being the light. Amazing. Yes. Forgive, folks.
The key says a threefold cord is not easily broken. Jesse rests his case.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Cash App from Eli on the subject of sin, Romans 17:5-20. Verse 20 reads, Now if I do that I would not, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
The devil in your mind and emotions. It's not you. Thank you.
Woozy with a rumble rant. Just last month, Scottie Scheffler made $10 million playing golf, and it still hasn't gone to his head. He's got no ego and takes no credit. Sounds like an if man, and if I've ever heard one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Evgeny Crosby, Stan 69, Aries 1, and the rest of the supporters.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is
amazing.
All for
now. Amazing. Why don't you try forgiveness, apologizing for judges, lay your stone down. Just lay it down and live your life. All right? Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. All people. But do what you want. Stay in your hell if you like. The Hake Report is coming up now. Forgive your mama's fault. All who born through the woman must forgive and be born of the Father. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then enjoy our Friday TV at 11 a.m. after the Hake Report. The American Anchor Baby after the Joel Friday TV. I'll be back tomorrow. Get it off your chest Friday. Amazing Bible. What is this? Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper!
Amazing. Thank you for your support. And to all the callers, if you can't call me back tomorrow, I'm just out of time. Take care, folks. Amazing.
Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Thank you, JC Lee Peterson, Hassan, Sean, Anchor Baby, and Joelle for a fun JLP show.